Welcome back. Crush A Lot Podcast presents 10 Minute Reviews. I'm your boy Cheese. As always, my right hand man, Sir Loveday. Sir Loveday, how are you?
Feeling great. Ready to get into it. Let's get it popping.
Let's get it popping. Yo, let's go right into our guest. Not guest. Look at me. Picking up the other show. Our review of AZ's Legacy. If you don't know who AZ is, where have you been? AZ's a legend in the game. Coming out of Queens, toe-to-toe with Nas in the early days, do or die, piece of a man. And he had a great start of a career and some good stuff in between. Hasn't really dropped anything in the last couple of years. And now he's back at an interesting time in hip-hop. The resurgence of the underground scene is there. It seems like a great time for an MC of his caliber to come back and do some work. And so here we go with Legacy, AZ. Sir Loveday, you're shaking your head. I'm concerned. You did not like this?
This right here is disappointment in musical form. If you could sum up what it's like to raise your hopes, to raise your aspirations, and then be summarily dropped to the bottom of your lowest, worst fears and turn that into an album or EP, that's what this would be, unfortunately. I'm a big, long-time AZ fan. Loved AZ since forever. I'm one of those people who say AZ definitely got the better of Nas on Nas's debut album. I 100% stand by that. But this time around, here's AZ coming back, and he calls it Legacy, which would have you thinking, okay, this man is going to sit here and really bring you through the glory of his career. He's going to talk about what he's done. He's going to give you that reason to recognize his greatness and why so many loves him and adore him. And he doesn't, unfortunately. There are many, many moments on this album that are shocking in their construction. There's a song, Money, on which I almost threw my phone because I was listening to it on my phone the first time. I almost threw my phone because the beat was so full of a seemingly well-meant effort to try to create something that sounded somewhat modern, but it seemed like they were trying to make a 2005 beat in 1995, and they were using like Fruity Loops and some white kid from the suburbs, and there was just no heart in it, no soul in it. You couldn't feel anything from it. It was so bad. And the sad part is, as great of an MC as AZ is, he couldn't even redeem it with great rhyming, because as good as some of his wordplay is, the best parts on this whole album, verse-wise, lyrics-wise, came from Votto. The moments that I stopped him was like, ooh, that's a line. Ooh, that was a bar. Ooh, okay. From freaking Votto. So it's really disappointing. And when you mix all of that with the fact that his flow was off timing and off pattern for the beats on every single record, it was so disappointing. And I freaking love AZ, and he is better than a billion rappers. And the fact that this is what we get, though, is super disappointing. Such a disappointment, man.
I need to preface what I'm about to say, that my alter ego is going to manifest now, so I'm going to have to doctor my voice, but I won't take any on social media. So I'm going to do that right now.
So, this album is a clusterfuck. It is beyond disappointing. It is hurtful. It is hurtful. Here is your moment to step into the new golden era of hip-hop. Griselda, Crime Apple, Daniel Sir, you name it. You're well respected. They respect you. You have the brand new crop of amazing producers: Pharma Beats, Future Wave, Sadu Go, Camouflage. There's so many wonderful producers. What the fuck happened? The production is goddamn awful. You were like mixing 1995 production in a modern age, which is fine, but it was horrible. Horrible. Who the fuck made your beats? And what made you put trap beats in your album? That is not what your fan base wanted. This album was to get the newer listeners to what you were doing. Fuck you. We are the ones that buy your album. Cater to us. Large Professor's still making beats? Why, what happened to your budget? What the hell is this? And lyrically, did you write this shit on a napkin? What the fuck happened? And it sounded like you were 18 years old. The subject matter is like you were stuck as an 18-year-old. Still talking about pussy, fuck bitches, and whatever it is. How old are you? 42 or some shit? Lee Smith and Wesson in their last album matured with their content. What the hell was this shit? Fire your team. Erase the album from the internet. Forget it ever happened. It was that bad. It was that bad. Go call Pharma Beats. Call Pharma Beats right now. Now. And tell Nas to write your goddamn songs again. Okay, let's get too far there. It was Coogi Rap, my bad.
Yes, definitely.
It was bad. It was hurtful. And that goes for Method Man, Saran One, all you golden age MCs who keep putting trap in your shit. Stop it. Stop it. I'm not gonna recommend no songs. I'm skipping that part of the show. Don't listen to this album. Go get Do or Die, Piece of a Man.
No, no, no. There's one track I should listen to. Listen to that Fado track. Whatever it was called. I think it was Jux. The Jux, yeah, the Jux.
Put it on.
That's
turn
it.
Up. What's your rating here? It's not a 5, it's not a 4, not a 3.
Yeah.
4 or 1. 2, take a song you like and put it on a playlist, or 1 is the trash.
So
one answer here.
So it's barely. It's barely. A 1.5, only for the jokes, only for Vado. There's not. I don't want to hear AZ's part. I just want to hear the rest of the song. And it's unfortunately the best part of his album. The part I like the most has nothing to do with him, but that's the best part, and that's it. So that's what only thing that saves it from being completely dismissible. Although technically, you don't need that Vado section because it isn't really that amazing. It's just good.
This album is a trash, hot trash on a summer goddamn day. It's hot garbage. Don't get it. Don't buy it. If you want to laugh at it, go ahead. But this is what out-of-date, out-of-touch MCing looks like. Don't waste my time. I'm not giving no one a goddamn pass on this show. I'm just not doing it. I'm sick of this shit. I'm looking at you, Method Man, with your goddamn trap bullshit. Stop it. Stop it. AZ... I'm disappointed, and I'm going to at you, and I don't give a shit if you get your goons after me. I have a twin. I'm going to send you to that address. Crush a Lot Podcast. I'm pissed. Peace.
Peace.